to Yonder Mountains.
All right, they just said it's their first Merle Fest. Let's get into it right now. Yonder Mountains String Band.
Dave Johnson's going to... See, I ruined it already. That's perfect. Dave Johnson's going to kick it off.
And everybody on the band together. We are ecstatic to be here. We are so excited to get to be here at the Merle Fest. Came to this festival for so many years and sat out in the crowd and wondered if we'd ever get a chance. And you know, years of bribing people, lots of free cars and waffle breakfasts. You never know where to get you. Play you pretty much all original music during this set. We hope you folks like it. If you've never heard us before, please feel free to let the rhythm take you. Throw off your shoes. Heck, it's getting sunny. You can throw off a lot more than that. And have yourself a good time.
Yeah, here's one called The Father's Arms. It's on Town by Town, our latest CD.
Oh. Getting a crackle out there?
Is it just me?
Could be my brain. It's early.
One, two, three.
away. My mother put his pictures all away. And now the time had come for me to go. To my love, my tears I tried not to show. With teardrops on my face, thinking about that old home place, riding across the plains in the rain. Dad described the war. His food was canned, his boots, they made him sore. And one letter from my dad spoke of a friend who got lost between the water and the land. Now I'm the one writing letters to my son, and I'll be home as soon as the fight is done. With my gun in hand, I guess it's hard to see what it was that used to be inside of me. Teardrops on my face, thinking about that old home place, riding across the plains in the rain.
Thank you. As was mentioned, we're from Colorado. We're from a little tiny town up in the mountains called Nederland. Beautiful little Nederland, Colorado. And it's nice to see folks doing everything from juggling to hooping. It makes us feel like we're home. So we're going to get Ben Kaufman, who plays the bass over here. He is going to sing a song that he wrote, that he done written for you now.
This is also one of the ones off our Town by Town record. And we were fortunate enough to have Tim O'Brien produce that record and play on a handful of tracks. That's one of the great things about this music, as opposed to any other style of music, I guess, today, is that the all of your heroes are so accessible. And when you get to meet them, they're so kind and, you know, they're everything you could hope they would be, as opposed to, say, you know, Britney Spears, who is yet to return my phone calls.
We've got her address, though.
I keep my cell phone on all the time, just waiting.
That's funny, Ben, because she left me a message.
Oh.
She was on the guest list, too.
It's always the banjo player. Always get the pop superstars.
Here's a song called You Must Have Had Your Reasons. You must have had your reasons when you left without a call. I don't want you thinking that I shed too many tears. I never felt the need to cry for all the wondering why. I don't think love can ever feel that way again. I searched this whole town around for a whisper of your name. But I don't need you thinking that you got the best of me. And it doesn't shame me that I've spent a lot of time wondering if love can ever feel. I wouldn't bet you're thinking about me now. It's all the same to me, cause I don't think that much of you. Since those couple nights I spent alone, sitting home
you're thinking about me now. That's all the same to me, cause I don't think that much of you. Since those couple nights I spent alone, sitting home waiting for your call, but you did not call at all. Much of you, since those couple nights I spent alone, sitting home waiting for your call, and you never called at all. A friend of ours has seen you, and he said you're looking fine. And he was talking about your beauty, and I was asking about your mind. Besides, it's not your face I find I'm missing in the end. I don't think love can ever be that way again. I don't think love can ever be that way again.
Thank you, folks.
Thanks, y'all. We're going to continue playing a couple of tunes, and then we'll try to make sure that y'all don't get the wrong impression about us. I think Ben Kaufman just drank water through his nose, is what he was just trying to tell me.
Down the wrong hatch sometimes.
We're going to play a tune that is about home, and we're going to have a new live disc. We like doing these live CDs. They're neat to put together. They get to show you a real record of where you've been, where you're coming from, how bad you were, are. So we'll play a song now off the first disc that we ever did, and this one's called At the End of the Day. You know, it's a nice contrast because it's the beginning of the day, kind of, for a lot of us. I'm seeing a lot of people rolling up, very hazy-eyed.
Thank you.
Brian.
Thanks so much. We're amazed to see you all. Whenever you play a festival for the first time, you expect that many people to be here. So the fact that there's that many, we appreciate your turning out and supporting us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Except for those of you who are leaving because you don't like it.
Come on, get out of here, bang. Anyway, we're gonna try a song by a good friend of ours named Ben Galloway. And he's a great songwriter, and hopefully you guys will hear about him soon in the future. This song's called The Pride of Alabama, and it's written by him. Dixie was the pride of Alabama. I met her on a lonesome midnight train, rolling slowly out of Union Station. She was staring out the window at the rain. Well, Dixie was from sunny Alabama. Those old steel railroad rolled to Birmingham. Mobile was her final destination. I looked down at the ticket in her hand. Southbound train, it ain't you I know, done her wrong. Say again that you seen it coming all along. All that you knew, those sweet memories of you. Dixie dog caught herself blind. Dixie dog caught herself blind. I've been to Alabama in a voice as thick as some old southern night. And maybe for the sake of conversation, I said back in 88 or 89. She said her daddy's fields are full of cotton by the river that she swam in as a child. Lord, she loved those sweet magnolia blossoms and those good old honeysuckle growing wild. Southbound train, it ain't you I know, done it wrong. Say again that you seen it coming all along. All that she knew, those sweet memories of you. Dixie dog caught her southbound. Dixie dog caught her southbound train.
You know what, we're going to get a buddy up here. We got Casey Dreesen on the fiddle going to be joining us here, ladies and gentlemen. Casey Dreesen!
Oh, and he's sporting a nice
How dare
shirt.
You show up dressed better than any of us?
How dare you?
We got to do a tour. We got to do a tour not too long ago with Casey and good old Dirk Powell and Tim, and we had ourselves a you could call it a rip snorting good time. It was a rip snorter. It was one of those. We ripped. We snorted. We did all sorts of things. We did the tango at moonlight. It's always nice having friends by. And just in time, because we needed to become a complete bluegrass band. You know, you add a fiddle, you gain a great amount of bluegrass meeting. Y'all got Casey out there? All right. We're gonna play a number that we like to play. It's a good old traditional number called Going Across the Sea. Now, folks, as we get to know each other, we're playing a bunch. We're playing up at the Walker Center in a few hours. We're going to just parade everybody up there. We'll play the whole way. We'll just play. No, we're going to be doing the Midnight Jam. We're playing tomorrow at like 6 a.m. on the Watson stage. Watch for us. Stay up all night. We'll be serving coffee to you all. Coffee funnels. That's right.
I love coffee.
But we, it is festival season, and Dave truly becomes Watermelon Johnston. This is the first festival of the year for us. We're very glad it starts in this fashion. We get to go out and through Telluride and through the String Summit out in the Northwest, up through High Sierra, and all over the joint. And we're going to get Ben here to play you a song that kind of gives you a little more background into just what in the heck is going on up here.
What is going on up there?
Well, a rich gal, she drives in an automobile.
She does it just like Adam.
Hey, Adam, can I have one more of those, please? Now, on this special occasion, a girl who's ridiculously obscenely rich, she does it like Casey Dreeson.
look quite the same. My gal Bravo Rusty Rangers, you run me all over town and you're getting hit just the same. Well, I'll see you in the morning, Holly.
Daryl, if you're still sticking around, feel free to come back on up. Ah, you never know when that's going to happen to you there. Thank you.
Down, down, down.